want it all. I want it all. I want it all.
A Queen anthem.
And I want it
from the Us.
From the Miracle album.
Yeah, the I Want It All idea actually did come from my soon-to-be spouse at that time. She wasn't at the time. Anita had this phrase, I want it all and I want it now. It sort of summed up her ambition and drive.
I know a lot of people like that.
And I just thought it was a great theme and set my mind working. I remember writing most of it while trying to get weeds out of the lawn in Los Angeles, obsessively with this, you know, sometimes things just go around in your head and you can't get rid of them no matter what you do. So the I Want It All became a sort of mantra in my head, and it's one of these things when you take it to the group, it rises to a new height. And that we'd made the decision for this album that we would credit everything to all of us. So it's a Queen song, which is good. It was one of the best decisions we ever made.
Yeah, avoided a lot of arguments.
Yeah, it's nice that the song was taken up by organisations who were fighting for freedom in various parts of the world. Which in a way, you know, it's part of the conception of the song. If you listen to the words, it is about the underprivileged kid trying to find a way to make his presence felt in the world.
Now this next bit, this is a sort of ultra-fast, heavy metal burst.
And we played it at the tribute to Freddie. We never really did it live because it was too late for Freddie. Sadly, we never played this track live. It would have been great with Freddie. But we played it at the tribute when Freddie was gone, and Tony Iommi played this bit with us.
And right. Roger Daltrey sang.
And Roger Daltrey sang the song.
He did a great job too.
Oh, yeah. The end's interesting with Fred going hoo-ha. Became a sort of catchphrase in our little world, the hoo-ha.